You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
In Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. We're back for another beautiful session with fellow entrepreneurs and leaders in the business world, getting their launch, their start, scaling in the startup world. And I wanted to just give a quick shout out to our sponsors. Thank you so much to Michael Solberg Family Wines for your continued support on the channel, La Casa del Camino Hotel in Laguna Beach here in California. And of course, Next Level Global Solutions. And speaking of which, we have the owner, the founder, the CEO, the man but with the plan, Shane Hyman, back with us from Next Level Global Solutions. Welcome back, Shane.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you, Monique, for having me. Shout out to LA Talk Radio. Always excited to be here.
Oh, my gosh. It's a pleasure to have you back. And, you know, why don't you recap who you are for the folks that maybe haven't seen our past interviews and give us, you know, catch us up to what you're going to share today.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, my name is Shane Hyman, and I'm the founder of Next Level Global Solutions, Inc., and we are a technology startup. We are a Black-owned business that is on the pathway of becoming publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. So very excited to be here, very excited to share a little bit more about our mission and our vision and how we plan to use the equity in this company and building of this company to help close some gaps that we see in the market and in the community.
Beautiful. And I was just adjusting my frame there. That's really a beautiful mission. And I'm seeing your growth. I'm seeing you step in this moment where it's very much needed. There's a void in the market. And people are now educating themselves about stocks and trades and really advancing themselves in different ways. I mean, you are really part of the future. And I'm loving that you've joined the chat with Next Level Global Solutions. Why don't you talk us through how you got to where you are? I know that there were some twists and turns, and like any startup, you're putting your toe in the water and you're finding out, you know, what works. Catch us up to speed.
Yeah, you know, it was really a culmination of experience combined with just, you know, trying things and course correcting, you know, as we go. But, you know, just taking the experience from business in general and the marketing and advertising to technology, to studying the community and, you know, socioeconomic disadvantages in some of our communities, and just kind of putting it all together to have a strategy to make a difference. And part of that included studying not just marketing and advertising and sociology, but also studying the market, studying equity, studying the SEC, which is the Securities Exchange Commission, all the different laws and, you know, what it takes to actually structure a company, for one, to be in that market, but two, to have a model and a methodology that includes members of the community, the folks who are disadvantaged, so that way they can actually participate in the uprise of an undertaking such as building a company and taking it public on the stock exchange. So, you know, I did some work with a few companies overseas, and that's what led me to want to really not just gain the knowledge, but be able to apply it in terms of structuring a company with the SEC. So I was fortunate to join a Black-owned business accelerator program, and the things that I learned and practiced, I mean, I truly knew and understood the value, even in terms of the cost, okay, of what it takes to accomplish some of these things, just because of the work that I did with those other companies. And, you know, it's just as hard when you're a startup to try to afford the cost and the learning curve of being able to actually participate in business at that level, let alone to want to participate at that level and be audacious enough to want to bring members of underserved community along for the ride. So it is, it's been quite a journey, and it takes a while, but we won't stop until we accomplish our goal.
Hey, like spoken, well spoken, like a true change maker. And just in case people are tuning in and they don't understand the term or the phrase, underserved communities, or we're speaking about people who maybe didn't have access to checking and banking accounts, maybe have dings on their credit. You know, maybe that light bill got out of control or that healthcare bill got out of control when you were younger and you forgot about it and it dinged your credit and you couldn't get a loan, or maybe you just didn't have the financial opportunities to put any money in a business account. You don't even know how. You don't even know what an EIN is. You don't know what, you know, Duns and Bradstreet is, or, you know, why don't you give your definition of underserved and underserved communities?
Well, you know, I guess in my own words, there are certain members in certain communities who have been historically disadvantaged, and they participate in disproportionate wealth and disproportionate opportunities. There's not a true matter of equity and opportunity. And we are in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So, you know, when you talk about disadvantage, it's connected to statistics. I mean, these are just facts. Yeah. And there are systemic reasons why certain groups of people historically are disconnected from opportunities and are not able to break through and you know, start to experience certain levels of wealth, certain levels of economic opportunities.
Yeah.
So a lot of that has to do with, you know, wealth class and, you know, middle and lower class. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of it is race related as well. So at mm-hmm. the end of the day, you know, we are identifying multiple disadvantaged communities who could benefit from it. But yeah, I mean, it's not about emotions or opinion. Mm-hmm. It's about facts and statistics yeah. that determine who's disadvantaged and why.
Yeah, because with the math, if the math is mathing or the math isn't mathing, it's math. So the math doesn't care about your feelings. It's a fact, right? So you can't, you got to look at the numbers, black and white. And we're speaking of that industry. It's funny because last night and this morning on Netflix, I was watching some of the Bernie Madoff documentary, and I didn't really want to watch it because I got the general gist of it. Okay, he was not great. He did some rotten things to people, but I wanted to further educate myself in the lane that you're in and putting myself in uncomfortable things or expanding my wealth. I think you were with me last week. We were on the phone and I was working with Tableau, you know, and expanding my mind with that software. And so why don't you walk us through what it would look like if someone said, hey, Shane, I want to know more about Next Level Global Solutions and I want to create a profile and I really want to immerse myself in what you're doing and get an education. Walk us through that. What would that look like?
Okay. Well, it's as simple as them going to our website and creating an account with us. And what's going to happen is they're going to have access to our own secure portal online. And we have our own app. It's a web and mobile app that gives you access to our company. And when you get access to our company, you're going to have an opportunity to participate. And there's two different types of people who will participate with us for the most part. Okay. There's actually four, but we're only going to focus on two for the sake of simplicity in this conversation. One is an investor. This is a bona fide investor, someone who's considered an accredited investor. And these are the type of people who invest in startup companies. Since we're structured, we can legally accept investments from accredited investors. And if you see where we're going and you want to invest in something that could make you a great return on investment and it's cause related, then Next Level is a great company and opportunity for that. So when you create an account, you get to get the feel and experience the technology, how it works, and kind of the type of company that you would be investing in. Now, the second type of person is someone who's not accredited. You know, that just means that, you know, you're in a different wealth class. Okay. But, you know, you're a part of the community that we really want to impact too. That's why we've created a learn and earn equity model. You get to learn and earn equity. And that's part of our plan and methodology to develop, you know, the members of the underserved community, and not just develop them with knowledge, but to actually develop them financially by giving them an opportunity to acquire stock, you know, acquire that equity. And equity in a privately held company is an asset class. So, you know, you're getting some asset in terms of real stock, but you're also building yourself as an asset, because we personally are the largest assets in this market. Okay. So we have to see ourselves as that. So it's a personal identity. It's a financial and wealth identity. Everything is built into this personal development program where people can learn and earn equity. So whether you're an investor or whether you're someone who's willing to build into themselves, invest in themselves, and learn and earn equity, then creating your account at nextlevelglobalsolutions.com is the first step.
Love it. So let's get into it. We're going to give you the whole show here today. So guys and gals, grab your pens, grab your computers. Let's go full screen on Shane. Shane's going to walk us through when going to www.nextglobal. Give the URL again. I don't want to butcher it.
All right, let's do this. If I can, let's see if they're going to allow
guys,
me to share
Shane,
the screen.
While Shane is doing that, I just want to give you guys an announcement really quick. Next weekend is the drag brunch, La Casa del Camino. Get your tickets on Eventbrite, and we hope to see you there. All right, here we go.
Okay, well, okay. So it all starts here at the website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. And again, you know, we're really looking forward to using our solutions to close multiple gaps that can't be denied. Okay. There's a wealth gap in minority communities. There's literacy gaps, skills gaps, gaps with health and the environment. So this methodology that we're using with the technology and with the laws, okay, for the Securities Exchange Commission. And the Securities Exchange Commission, they're basically the stock police. You know, there's different, for those who are listening, if you don't know what the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission is, they're just, you know, just like there's the feds and there's these different type of government agencies or police who police, you know, different parts of the market. They're the stock police. All right?
So they're the people that would have found Bernie Madoff's transgressions out. Right.
That's correct. That's okay. Correct. Yeah.
So we see the email I sent you for today. So I'm sure you're going to go to the website here so we could look at your beautiful landing page. Let's see if we can see that.
Now, which landing page are you talking about now? I'm curious.
Are we going to your website?
Yeah, we're on the website now if I'm sharing correctly.
Nope.
Am I sharing correctly?
Nope. We're in your email box.
Oh,
we're in your inbox.
That's
okay.
Wrong.
We're
going to
work with that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well,
that was the link.
Here.
Yes, but that's all right. We've got time to do it. And I'm so glad you were able to join us today on Sunday.
I see now. I shared a certain tab and I wanted to share my entire screen.
So we're going to do it again.
Okay. All right.
We sweat.
Here we are. So this is the website. All right.
It's a beautiful website. Look at that website, everybody.
Perfect. So this is the website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. Just check out the website. I mean, there's definitely a lot to read here on the front end to get acquainted. But at the end of the day, all of the calls to action lead you to the sign up or, you know, login page. Right. And on this page is where you're able to create your account. There'll be a form here that pops up. I think I have my pop-up blocker here, so it's not showing up right here. But you just, here it is. All right. Get past that pop-up blocker.
Okay.
So those of you, if you have pop-up blockers, just, you know, click on that and allow it. So you just enter your first name, last name, email address, okay, and then click submit. It'll let you know it was accepted, and then you check your email. Like any standard account that you create, check your email, activate it, and then you'll come into the portal. But I can actually give you some of what that is going to look like.
Great.
By showing you a quick video. And you guys can see this video as well on the website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com/solutions, or clicking at the top navigation menu on the solutions page. And we talk about how we're going to teach financial literacy, how we're leveraging advertising, okay, which is a huge billion-dollar market, and we're going to develop new businesses. You know, that's part of what we want to do for the underserved community. You know, they got to understand not just stocks and and, you know, the job market and different things like that. But understanding what it takes to start a new business and what that does for you in terms of tax savings and everything is just totally huge. So we want to develop new businesses. And of course, we're integrating the underserved. All right. And as a technology company, one of our audacious goals is to create our own job economy. Okay. Our own job market through our own technology. And we call that the eWorker platform, where we basically connect businesses who have work that need to be done with people who are skilled and qualified to do that work. So we're seeing and forecasting where the market is going, where the jobs are going, especially as we are literally right now in the transition from the fourth industrial revolution to the fifth, which is actually called, is being called Industry 5.0. with how fast AI and everything is growing and how the labor force is quickly evaporating. But I digress. Okay. But that's what we're building to. I mean, this is what we're doing when we say personal development and giving people an opportunity to learn and earn equity. They're not just learning financial literacy. They're not just learning wealth literacy. They're going to have an opportunity to learn trades, learn skills, learn how to be valuable in today's market and in the market of the future. We're teaching not only kids K through 12, but we're teaching adults, and I even teach senior citizens how to use artificial intelligence, right? You know, people got to get their digital literacy and their digital IQ up as well, right?
Beautiful insert right there. Beautiful note. You know, there is a huge market share, a market block in the community that are, they call them boomers. I don't mean it in a derogatory way, but in that age bracket that we shouldn't forget, that still want to learn. There's a lot of them that just want to get the information on how to use it. So I love that you're focusing there as well.
Yeah, you know, and it's tough. And people have told me and advisors have told me, Shane, stop trying to cover everybody and everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's really hard because everybody's affected, mm-hmm. you know. And we got to cover everybody. So I've just been trying to find ways to compartmentalize and make sure that we're being effective, even though we're trying to communicate with different markets or different archetypes, you know, because you got to talk to seniors different than you're going to talk to K through 12 students or then you're going to talk to, you know, millennials, you know. So yeah. But there's a way. You just have to master that. And a big part of it is developing the right team and the right amount of collaborators who will work with you. And we've been getting better and better at that. So I'm pleased. We're just going to keep going. Like I said, we won't stop.
So
I won't go into too much more details about our technology. But again, advertising and the ad engine is a huge part of how we will drive revenue and continue growing. I mean, at the end of the day, we all know what that is. Everybody uses Google. Everybody's using Facebook, Instagram, every platform that is basically driven off of advertisement, you already know what that is. We're just saying that as a company, we can get into that market. We don't have to saturate the market. We don't have to get a big piece of the market. All we need is a small piece of those markets. And when the community is an equity shareholder of this company, lives will change. And that's what we're going to show. So we're a startup. So where do you start? You start with our secure portal. Okay, we're building up to the ad engine. We're building up to have an eWorker platform that has the right amount of businesses and the right amount of skilled, certified people who know how to do these gigs, these different jobs, right?
Right.
We're building up to that. So where does it start? It starts with our secure portal where people can sign up and log in. And I can give you guys some visuals on that.
Great. As we
scroll through this here, make sure that it's muted. Okay. So again, it starts at the website.
Let's go full screen, Sam, if we can.
All right. So when you put your name and information in there, it tells you congratulations and for you to check your email. And when you check your email, it comes from Next Level Global Solutions, Inc. And you click that link there to activate your account. And as you click that link, it'll open up in a new window where you can select a password. So you put a password in there and you confirm it. by retyping it again. And then you click the button to save your password and log in. And again, this is really all standard stuff that most of us are used to when we're creating a new account, you know, with any company, right?
Yeah, so, looks very familiar.
Yeah, right? So, yeah. You know, you just save that password. And as soon as you do that, it brings you into the system and it starts you off in our software, what we call an onboarding flow. So before you get full access, you got to complete the three steps in this onboarding flow. Let's have a listen to the first video.
Great. We might be muted.
Don't worry about it then. You guys will be able to see and hear this video when you actually walk through this process. And that individual is not a human being. It's a digital avatar. It's a human clone. And she has been programmed to be a site guide inside of the system. So the first step of the onboarding flow is to watch the video. The second step is to add some additional information. And the third step is to read and e-sign our mutual non-disclosure agreement. Why? Because we're going to disclose some of our plans with you when you come into the system. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about the learn and earn equity model. We're going to talk a little bit more about what we've accomplished with the SEC. So this is really all standard procedure to sign a non-disclosure agreement before getting access. So when you first filled out the form to create your account, we only got your name and your email address. So now we'll ask you for your phone number and your actual physical address. Okay. Well, once you give us all that information, now we're ready to move forward and have you read and e-sign that mutual non-disclosure agreement. And it just as a sidebar, anytime you're signing NDAs, it's my professional recommendation that it says mutual on it. Okay. You know, because, you know, you got to cover both sides, not one side, right? Yeah. So,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, reciprocation is so huge to me. You know, life is about fair exchanges. So we have to consider one and the other, right? So so mutual non-disclosure, in my opinion, is the best way to go. And that's what you'll sign when you come into our system and learn more about what we're doing. So our software has all of the e-sign. Everything's built into it. We have a full suite of business software. And as quiet as it's kept, that's something that our company sells. We have a whole onboarding process where we can identify someone's business operations and use our suite of business softwares to organize their operation, make it more efficient, you know, design workflows to accomplish things through automation. And again, e-signing is a key to a lot of different people's businesses. So we're working on our cause-based initiatives more than anything, but make no mistake that we are a software company. And we have a lot of value to offer. And, you know, we're going to keep marketing that as we move forward. As a matter of fact, when we bring members of the community on and they're learning and earning equity, they're going to have an opportunity to help us market those resources and, you know, have some more income opportunities as more businesses, small, medium, and large, you know, decide to patronize our business, right? So
I think that this is really great because you are keeping the skin in the game with people who are with you and growing and scaling together. And I think that that is genius, smart, and, you know, it takes you to the next level. So are you offering mentorship and or executive coaching on this? And can people go on the website and hire you or have a session with you?
Yes, they can. If anybody ever wants out directly, you know, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, whether you create an account or whether you send me a message through that form or the email address is on there as well, info@nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. I'm open-minded to all of that. Actually, coaching and mentoring is a huge part of what we do too. But again, I haven't been marketing that and I don't have options for that that are being pushed out, but we do that. Okay. And yes, Mo, thank you for asking. Yes. I'm always open-minded for that. If someone sees something, they hear something, they like something, and they want to engage, you know, I welcome that. Absolutely.
Love that. You've always come from a place of yes. That's why I just adore you. And I think that you're going so far with this. Who is your dream client to sign up today? Let's say, you know, people in the community who aren't familiar with any of this are going to join, right? But who's like your dream? Who's like the one that you really want to reach? I know you want to reach everybody, but where's the challenging? Where's the challenge, and how can we help?
Yeah, you know, I want them all. Remember, I said that. But yep. What's so crazy is I recognize that you got to create your priority list, and you got to understand syntax. Syntax is order and sequence. And even though I want everybody right now, okay, I have to recognize that in business, especially as a startup, investment and capital makes the difference. It is the fuel that drives growth, okay? And we've accomplished a lot by structuring our company the way that we've structured it, you know, but we need these angel investors. We need some low-hanging fruit people who see what we're doing and they're looking for a great investment opportunity. And guess what? Mm-hmm. If they are an accredited investor, you know, there's no convincing them. They already know about Damon John. They already know about Shark Tank and Robert Hirschovec and all those guys. They recognize that startup companies are the largest producing investments that exist on the face of this earth. They generate the largest ROIs, anywhere between 1,000x on your money to 100,000x. Okay, yeah. That means 100,000 times the amount of money that you invested. That's what you gain. And it's absolutely amazing. So we're looking for the investors more than anything to see this, because their investment is going to help us make a difference in the community. So
right here,
step before two.
And that's great. And I'm loving that you're highlighting that. And it's funny that you're showing a picture of Damon John. Shout out to Damon John. I was at the Black Wealth Expo last year, and he was one of the keynote speakers. I did not get to see him, but he was in the building, and I got to meet the fabulous goddess Iyanla VanZant and Angela Yee from the Breakfast Club. And those ladies are dynamic in business and in life. And this year's Black Wealth Expo is this coming week, Shane. We have to talk offline because you've got to be in that room. We've got to make that happen somehow. I think what you need will be in that room this year. I just have a hunch, and it's funny you're showing me this this photo. But I love what you're doing so far with the brand. The visual is clean and crisp. It's easy to understand. Guys, I've signed up. I'm about to start learning and earning on my end. And Shane, I'm so glad you were able to make time today to come back. We're going to check in with you, I think, once a month now, because I have a feeling this top of the new year, you're really going to be on the next level. And give us your social media handles. Where can people donate? Where can people support? Where can people reach out to invest? Where can people follow you?
Okay, everything is Next Level Global Solutions. I try to keep it simple. It's either my first and last name, Shane Hyman, or Next Level Global Solutions. So you'll find me on Facebook, on Instagram, and right there on the website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com.
I'm so proud of you. I think that you are really on the precipice. You're right there, Shane. Just keep going and don't give up. And I can't wait to see you again. And guys, thank you for tuning in. And thank you again, Shane, at Next Level Global Solutions. Again, the drag brunch is next weekend, guys, at La Casa del Camino. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. And we hope to see you there. We also are doing the Emmys Gifting Suite January 12th in Beverly Hills, and the Grammys Gifting Suite in February. If you want to reach out, you can follow us on Instagram at Cap Aquarius Media, or you can email us, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, or you can email us here at the startup with Monique Larray @gmail.com. It is quite a long email. But I want to just say thank you for tuning in and supporting free and fair media, irreverent media, media that is not going to back down and gives everyone a voice and gives you, the viewer and the listener, the option to pick and choose what works for you. That's who we're always going to be here at the startup. Thank you again, Sam and team, for supporting my channel and keeping us on air and riding with us. And we're coming to an end of our fourth year. Well, no, that's not true. We just celebrated our fourth year anniversary. We're coming to the end of 2023, but We're looking forward to being here for our 5th year anniversary and growing the brand. So please follow us on all socials at The Startup with Monique Leray. My personal is at Monique Leray Stinson. And follow LA Talk Radio. Give Sam some love. What Will You Start Up Today? We will see you next weekend. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.